Salvatore.
अन्येषु च सर्वेषु यथा भागम् अवस्थिता भीष्मम् एवाविरक्षन्तु भवन्तः सर्व एव हि। तस्य सञ्जनयन्हर्षं गुरुवृद्धस्पितामह सिंहनादं विनोद्योचैः शङ्खं दद्मौ प्रतापवान्।
अथ वैदिकराष्ट्रगीतम्
ततः शङ्खाश्च भैर्यश्च पडमानश्च गोमुखाः सहसा एव अभ्यहन्यन्तो सशब्दस्तुमुलोऽभवत्।
संसमिद्युवासेर्षन्नग्ने विश्वान्यर्या इलस्पदे समिध्यसे सनो वसून्यापरम्
ततःश्वेतैहयैर्युक्ते महति स्यन्दिने स्थितौ माधवः पाण्डवश्चैव दिव्यौ शङ्खौ प्रदध्नुतु। देवदत्तं धनञ्जय पौण्ड्रं दद्मौ महाशङ्खं भीमकर्मा वृकोदर।
ऋग्वेदः
अनन्तव्ययं राजा कुन्तीपुत्रो युधिष्ठिरः नकुलस्तदेवोषमणिपुष्पकौ
Thank you.
काश्यश्च परमेश्वासः शिखण्डी च महारथः दृष्टद्युम्नो विराटश्च सात्यकिश्च पराजितः। द्रुपदो द्रौपदेयाश्च सर्वशस्त्रश्रीपते सौभद्रश्च महाबाहु शङ्खां दद्मुः सकृतः। सघोषो धात्राश्चाणां हृदयानि व्यधारयत् नभश्च पृथिवीं शैवो सुमलो व्यनुनादयन्। व्यवस्थितान् दृष्ट्वा धार्ष्ट्राष्ट्रान् पतिद्वयः प्रवृत्ते शत्रुसंपाते पाण्डवः। यावदेतान् निरीक्षेऽहं योद्धुकामान् वस्थितान् तैर्मया सह योद्धव्यम् इन्द्रणसमुद्यमे।
Yeah.
samidyuvaserishannagne vishva
योत्समानानवेक्षेहं येते अत्र समागताः धाटराष्ट्रस्य विद्युते युद्धे प्रियस्ति कीर्षवः। एवमुक्तो ऋषिकेशो गुडाकेशेन भारत तेनयोरुभयोर्मध्ये स्थापयित्वा रथोत्तमम्।
यज्ञोपवीतान्ते आचमनीयं जलं समर्पयामि।
संसमिद्युवसेर्षन्नग्ने विश्वा
विश्वकर्मणे नमः। वस्त्रोपवस्त्रं समर्पयामि गन्धचन्दनाभिलेपनम्।
भीष्मद्रोणसमुक्तः सर्वेषां च महीक्षिताम् उवाच पार्थपश्येतां संवेतां कुरूनिति। तत्रापश्यत् स्थितान् पार्थः पितॄन् पितामहान् आचार्यान् मातुलान् छात्रान् पुत्रान् पौत्रान् सखीं तथा। शशुरान् सुहृदश्चैव सेनयोरुभयोरपि तान् समीक्ष्य च कौन्तेयः सर्वान् बन्धून् वस्थितान्।
पांसुरे।
ध्रुवं देवो बृहस्पतिः ध्रुवन्त इन्द्रः
the whole physiology of the eyes, of ears, and this. This is what? From memory only. Memory is an element which is functional. And what other thing is functional is that of which the memory is made. Memory is made of what? Memory is made of the unmanifest. Unmanifest, which is unified field. Unified field has all the memory within it. Innumerable memories are within it. One example, that the hollowness of a banyan seed, it's all hollow, there's nothing there. But in that hollowness, memory of thousands of leaves and branches and flowers and fruits, whole tree is within the memory of the unmanifest. This unmanifest is the
the empty space, empty, unmanifest is empty, there is nothing in it, but it has all the memory within it. And that word in the Vedic literature is Puran. Puran is ancient, they say, ancient. It is not translated as ancient. That means it's ancient. It's always ancient. It's always ancient. It's always full of memory. And what memory is there? Sanskrit expression for it is yatha purvam akalpayam, as it was before. Because for memory there has to be something before, of which the memory will continue. So the memory is of that which is called ancient, Puran, the self. Ancient. Then the ancient, the unmanifest, is very interesting, huh? The unmanifest is the material of which memory is made. And what the memory has? The memory has all that is going to manifest, and memory is that which was manifest before unmanifest. So memory and the material, the we can talk in terms of raw material. The raw material of which the memory is made is manifest. All the manifest is there in the unmanifest in the form of memory. In the form of memory. So whatever was there before, it is there as memory. And from memory, the memory comes out to be the sound. We call it prakriti, the nature. The nature works. Prakriti and purusha, the purusha doesn't work, and the nature works like that, like that. So the whole smriti is the material. Is the what? Is the custodian of everything. Is the unmanifest. Just that example of a hollowness of a seed in which the total tree is there, but it's there in the memory form. From that memory, it springs out, it becomes manifest. So the unmanifest is made of memory, complete. Smriti, smriti labdhva. Now, our meditation, analyze this meditation program, we have to get to the transcendent. What we are doing? We are memorizing something that has gone out of our memory. Transcendental experience is just memorizing what has gone into memory. And then what happens is, this transcendental remains to be an all-time memory, more concrete memory. And then what remains in the awareness is creativity, total creativity, total creativity. And total creativity means huge cosmic intelligence. This is possible through education to any single man. Now compare the great advantages of the modern system of education or this Vedic system of education, which gives him the whole, which gives him awareness, which gives him concrete floating in that which is the field of all possibilities, which is a better education. It's a different world. It's a different world. Either you become a shopkeeper in a market, or you own the whole market. You own the whole market. To learn to become the master of the market, that is one training. The other training is how to sell an apple, from where to get the apple, at what cost it is to get the apple, and how to keep the apple. All about the apple, all about the apple, all about the apple. Against, all about the whole market. This is that Vedic education, which is going to be made available by the governments of every country now, when the peace government is going to come out. But because people have not known, have not seen, they say what or what. They all depend upon how the government acts and all that. But whatever the government acts is frivolous, it's childish, it's not right, that's all to say. It's a complete different civilization, Vedic civilization. Vedic civilization. So we are going to establish a civilization. What's the name? And we have started on a global level. 108 countries and 1, 2, 3, 4. Just this one thing. Whether in a 2-year course, you can learn how to own the whole market, or you can learn how to sell a basket of apple. Owning the totality, own the totality. That is why all the time, throughout the ages, the light of God was aspired by the fortunate, by the intelligent. The light of God, where everything is a possibility, finished. Very beautiful time for us. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful for us as individuals, for us as individuals, to float on that level where everything is a possibility, everything is a possibility. So we are very, very all right. We are very, very all right.
Samarpayami.
ಉಪನಿಷತ್.